Illness can shape a person's life, both before and after a diagnosis. Here's Dayton Youth Radio Project Coordinator Basim Blunt to introduce today's story about one young person's experience.
Things shrink when a person is sick. They're in the house, in their bedroom, or maybe even a hospital bed. But today's student learned that living in a small world has given him wide dreams.
Growing up, I've spent all of my time invested in school and my studies. For my family, I was always forced to complete any homework right after school and to place education above all else. I've even received acceptance for a couple of full-ride college scholarships. But none of it has been easy. High school isn't a piece of cake. I've been battling with health issues for 5 years now. At the age of 11, I started feeling very unwell. I had headaches, stomach aches, and back pain. It got so bad I had to ask my mom to finally take me to the family doctor. Eventually, I had to see a gastroenterologist and a neurologist to rule out any possible illnesses. One of my worst memories was going to the neurologist and getting injections in the back of my neck in order to try to numb the spinal cord and to stop my migraines. After 5 years of doctors and misdiagnoses, I was finally told that I have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and fibromyalgia. Both of these limit my day-to-day mobility and what exactly I can do. Around this time, I stopped hanging out with people. I had to stay in a lot, and I began watching the entire Grey's Anatomy series. The concept of saving lives was beyond fascinating. When things start to get better and when I finally found myself getting out of bed, one of the first people that I hung out with was Andrew.
The first time we met was in freshman English class. It was like the last 2 weeks of school, and I was changed from sixth period to eighth period, and I sat right in front of you.
I remember going over to your house just to show you Grey's Anatomy. Like, that was one of the main things that I ended up doing, and I showed you so many scenes from that show, and I just kept talking on and on and on about how much I loved it, and I know you probably had to be getting so tired of it.
I think the worst part about having to watch you go through all this pain was seeing how much it took a toll on your mental state. The issue that you have with, your joints and your muscles isn't something that I hear about every day, especially not with young people. And it just, it made me think of you in a very different light, and it made me see how strong you are.
One thing that really helps me stay positive and get through this is the idea of what I want to do after high school. Obviously, talking about the medical field and Grey's Anatomy has always been of interest to me, but so is engineering. What I want to go into is prosthetic designs for kids. I hope that through doing this, I can give them a better experience in the hospital than what I've had. You know, because there's nothing worse than the first time going to the hospital. And I think that with kids especially, it's something that I could help try to soothe the process of and try to be, you know, a friendly face to some of them. That's just really important to me. There's nothing that's impossible. And I feel like this was my impossible situation, and I got through it. For Dayton Youth Radio at Stiver School for the Arts, this is Daniel Cheek.
That was The Remedy, written and produced by Daniel Cheek, a senior from Stiver School of the Arts. Special thanks to Leslie Rogers and Eva Maxtudis. You can hear more stories from this series by visiting wyso.org or subscribing to our podcast on iTunes and on Stitcher. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blood.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.